Jazz here, and I'm jiving to this episode of Transformation Animation featuring Mike Blanchard, Stephen C. Phillips, and Michael Wilson.
Hello and welcome to episode 11 of Transformation Animation Podcast. I am one of your hosts, TFG on Mike, and joining me is Steve Megatron. Hello.
Good day.
Pecan Court Michael, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty shitty, actually, but we'll get to that later. And flying back through the space bridge is Optimus Solo. Hello.
Such vulgarity on my return to Earth.
Today we are going to be recapping Season 2 of Transformers Animated. The way we're going to do this is we have several categories. We've got favorite episodes, favorite characters so far in Season 2, favorite moments, and then we have least favorite moments, least favorite episodes, and least favorite characters.
Faster. So, faster.
Shut up. Shut up.
Come on, Blur.
All right, so favorite episodes from Season 2 for me, the Elite Guard, because it introduced Jazz. Mission accomplished, garbage in, garbage out. Garbage in, garbage out was amazing simply because of Weird Al voicing Retgar. I like SUV for one reason only, which is Swindle. Swindle is awesome. Fred Willard did an amazing, amazing job with that character. Auto Boot Camp for the backstories. And A Bridge Too Close, two-parter for just the story that it's telling and the way that it transitioned from Season 2 to Season 3. Kevin, what are your favorite episodes?
Don't expect me to talk that fast.
I'm going to enunciate every word.
Good lord. I like Garbage In, Garbage Out. It's a pretty solid episode, like you said, with Retgar. I liked Mission Accomplished mainly because it had a great ending. We got to see Ironhide. Pretty decent story overall. The Bridge Too Close, part one and part two, the season finale, it did have some bad parts throughout, but overall it was still a pretty solid episode, and we got to see a lot of loose ends tied up, so that one's good. But the best episode for me from Season 2 overall is A Fistful of Energon. No coincidence, I don't think, that Andrew Robinson wrote it, who wrote the Season 1's best episode, Thrill of the Hunt, but the bounty on Starscream was a great plot line. We got to see the Dinobots, Ultra Magnus, Omega Supreme, Lockdown, and his ship. It was just a cool episode overall. We also got the Starscream clones. So for me, A Fistful of Energon was the best episode of Season 2.
Awesome. Steve, what do you got for favorites?
I like, and I have to go back through them again, damn it. Garbage In, Garbage Out. Autobot Boot Camp. And Bridge Too Close Part 1 and 2 are my favorite episodes.
Awesome.
All Michael? Of the episodes without humans.
And Mike jizzed in his pants.
My favorite episodes. I liked Garbage In and Garbage Out. Basically because we really like the Weird Al character.
Yep.
I saw Garbage In and Garbage Out at BotCon 08, and the entire audience just freaked out. It was that amazing. I really liked Rise of the Constructicons. I like those characters. And SUV, because I really like Swindle.
We had a lot of agreement there with most of those episodes.
Yes. Kevin, what are your favorite characters so far?
I got to breathe first. Hold on.
Okay, Steve, what are your favorite characters so far for Season 2?
Jesus.
My favorite characters are... Okay, I'll stop doing that now.
Blur, clearly.
Our Blur, Retgar, Prowl, with his armor, Jazz, Omega Supreme.
Sweet. Have you breathed yet, Kevin?
I took a breath. I got one breath in there. None of the main characters from Season 1, I thought they were all a lot less important in season two. I did like Optimus Prime a little bit better, but my favorite characters in season two were mainly the new characters or the guest characters or the minor roles. I liked Shockwave and Swindle for the Decepticons. I liked Omega Supreme for the Autobots. I liked the movie characters Retgar, Blur, and Ultra Magnus. But my favorite character of season two and so far of the entire series is Jazz. He was badass.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, he was.
Yeah. Right.
You're wasting time, Mike. Go.
Shut up.
Mike, oh, okay, it's my turn already. All right, I'm up.
Yeah.
Favorite characters?
Yes.
Okay, I really like the Constructicons as characters. When I was little, my first Transformers were the Constructicon gift pack, so they hold a near and dear part of my heart. I also like Swindle, going way back. Fred Willard nailed this one, and that's why I like Swindle in this.
So is that it?
Well, yeah, basically. I mean, I liked Omega Supreme, not so much as a character, but as a toy that we never got.
Yeah, yeah. For me, for favorite characters from season two, I like Prowl just because of the way that his story is going to be getting developed, and it kind of has happened a little bit here in season two. I do think the sidecar is a little bit ridiculous, but other than that,
if they would have just named him Hound, I could like him.
Yeah, well, Swindle is awesome. Fred Willard did an amazing job on that. Jazz, I love that Phil Lamar did his own thing, but I also love in the interview that we did with him, he also did give us a G1 Scatman Jazz voice. That was so friggin' cool. John Machida, you can't go wrong with him as Blur. One thing I'll point out, and this is the only season one character I'm going to bring up, and it was kind of basically what Kevin had said. Optimus Prime in season two, from season one to season two of Animated, it was almost like Superman in Justice League from season one to season two. In season one, just a complete and utter dumbass. And in season two, as a quote-unquote leader of this band of, you know, trash taker-awayers or garbage bots or space bridge repair people, whatever, Optimus has really come into his own, I think, in season two.
Although he's still one of the worst Optimuses we've ever had.
Okay, well, we're not comparing best or worst Optimus Primes ever.
Okay.
So, what about favorite moments? Do you have any? Do you even like this show, Kevin?
Let's see. I'd say my favorite moments are anytime that they're showing that they're on Cybertron. Anytime that they're showing footage from Cybertron is cool. As a Cybertronian correspondent, I appreciate it. I also love when they show that Cliffjumper outranks Bumblebee, because I've always been a Cliffjumper fan more than a Bumblebee fan. So that was a good moment. That's it. That's all I got.
Okay.
Any Michael? Moment with no humans.
And that.
I agree with that. Said it for me.
All right, that wrapped it up. Okay, people, let's go.
Well, we can slow down now because we've caught up to where we were.
Oh. In case you didn't notice this, fans, this is part two.
I'm glad that we sped wait, through wait, since nobody could hear us the first time.
Exactly.
Oh, God. All right, so
I'm still going to go fast. Are you going to go fast? I'm going to go fast.
Let's give everybody that's listening heart attacks.
I'm going to go fast, though.
I hope you weren't listening to this on double time, because woohoo!
Let's cheat them out of all the discussions we had prior.
Going to bleed from the ears now.
All right, Steve, what are your favorite moments from season two?
Do I have to pick a favorite moment?
He already said anytime that there wasn't any humans.
Well, no, Michael said that with his vocoder.
No, that was for Steve.
And I said I agree.
I agree.
Stop. Quiet, you. You don't want to inflict my wrath upon your spark.
I'm not going to inflict my wrath upon your spark.
You insolent punk.
It's like, we could do this all day. He's going to argue with the squirrel. All
right. I will squish you beneath my feet and eat your head.
Michael, he said quiet.
That's what she said.
It's like quiet you.
Nom,
like Megatron in Phineas and Ferb.
Nom 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 on your head.
God, all right.
Whose favorite moments are we talking about?
Michael, what are your favorite moments from season two?
Oh, I had a lot of good favorite moments. Pretty much anything out of Garbage In and Garbage Out. just the naivete of the Weird Al character is awesome. What else did I like?
Come on, you liked everything.
I did. I liked it all. God help me.
Beat this man.
I even liked the human characters. I liked it all.
You have Transformers animated bed sheets. Come on.
Exactly. You know, sadly, I took my boy to the costume shop to get him a Halloween costume. And we found, oddly, I have no idea how this was even there, but it was, you know, the last Transformers animated Bumblebee costume in existence. And it took everything in me not to buy that off the shelf. And it wasn't even the right size. You know, I'm thinking, you'll grow into it.
You know? We torture a kid with Transformers.
I know. Sad.
That kid will thank you for that later.
I'm a terrible father. Yeah, exactly. Thanks, Dad. I love you. I
thank
know.
You for not buying that.
All right. Yeah. So, any other favorite moments from season two? Getting back on track here.
What part of all of them did you not understand?
It's your turn, Mike.
If he could take it all to bed with him and snuggle with it, he would.
Wow.
Your turn.
Has been in our son-in-law sick of series.
You don't start with your favorite moments, Mike.
Shut up. I know.
Faster.
Shut up. I loved all the comedy bits with Starscream and his clones. I thought that was really, really great. Blur. I mean, there's nothing really more to say than just Blur. I mean, that was just awesome. As soon as he opens his mouth, you know you're going to get awesome stuff. Swindle, same thing. I know Kevin's going to kill me for this, but they're actually Kevin and Steve both will kill me for this because Michael actually likes the humans, even though he likes one of the worst humans ever. I've come around to liking Angry Archer. So anything that he says, anything that comes out of his mouth, I've come around to liking that character.
I can't understand half of what he says.
Play with my testicles, kids.
Forsooth, my testicles are hirsute.
And Omega Supreme, when he was revealed and Kevin Michael Richardson's voice came out of his mouth, that was awesome. As Kevin said before, anything with jazz. And that's pretty much it. So, Kevin, you're going to have the longest list here.
No, I narrowed it down to the worst of the worst.
Least favorite moments.
It took me a long time, but I got it down to three. Wow. Number three, sorry no one's home. That was terrible. I know everybody else will.
These are least favorite moments, not least favorite episodes.
Oh, why aren't we going to episodes? Why aren't we going in the same damn order?
Because episodes is after moments. Damn it.
So fucked up.
Because if we had to list one, we would.
All right, least favorite moments then.
Every moment in Sorry No One's Home.
Least favorite moments, when the Transformers are doing transform ups. Drop and give me 20 transform ups. I wanted to shoot myself in the head.
Twice.
Bulkhead being a genius. I wanted to bash my head into a brick wall. Sentinel having no head. Not nearly as funny as Bulkhead not having head, so that was a bad moment.
I like the Sentinel having no head.
I couldn't stand it. Grimlock's head spouting fire. I still don't understand that. And sorry being a robot. Those are my least favorite moments.
Michael, any least favorite moments?
I'm going to have to agree with the fire coming out of the horny Grimlock. I kind of thought that was dumb. I mean, they could have done that a little differently. If they were going to go something goofy like that, they could have gone completely Looney Tunes and had his head come off.
Yeah. And they've done the Grimlock moment from the movie.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Why does Grimlock always get the stupid moments like that?
Because Grimlock is stupid.
Because his pants are full.
I just like the several scenes of Sari blatantly stealing things.
Oh, I forgot them drinking. Sorry. I forgot when the Transformers were drinking. I didn't like that.
Drunk. You know, I don't mind them drinking so much. I just wish they would pick a function for oil.
Well, I just didn't like it how it depicted it because it wasn't them like drinking normal. It was depicting them drinking like people drink alcohol.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, is it alcohol or is it blood or is it poop?
I don't know, but Bumblebee has a ton of it.
just squirting out. It's like, is he pooping out his arm or is he bleeding?
Endless supply of alcohol in him.
Or is he just a dispenser?
That's why Bumblebee never talks in any of these later series. He drank too much in animated.
He's incapacitated.
It's like someone that smokes too much and then can't talk because they have the tube in their throat. That's Bumblebee.
He's like,
take me to your leader.
Sorry. That was wrong.
Where's all the leaders?
So we've offended smokers, drinkers, and retarded people so far.
Let's keep the ball rolling.
For me, my least favorite moments, anything with Professor Princess, I hate that character. That is like my most hated character out of the entire series. She is so unneeded. And the other least favorite moment for me was in Sorry No One's Home when the Autobots have vending machines in their base.
Autobots are humans.
I know that Sari's living with them now, and I know that they need to provide her with food, but seriously, what human is going to deliver a goddamn vending machine into a base filled with these giant 50-foot fucking robots?
Transformers can eat, too.
No, they need a vending machine full of Hot Pockets.
Hot Pocket!
Hot Pockets. That's right. God.
All right, Kevin, your least favorite episodes.
Well, this will come as a shock to you, but I've narrowed it down to three. The first one, Sorry No One's Home. There's just so many bad parts of this. I know you guys all, explain them away, so to speak.
No, I didn't explain them away. My last note on Sorry No One's Home is stop this episode, go watch Home Alone. Home Alone is funnier.
First of all, they referenced the Barnacle Monster, which is something that should have never been referenced. Second, Sari should be dead because humans don't bend the way she does in that episode.
She's a contortionist.
Transformers have taste buds. What the front loader? Bumblebee is a freaking drunk because he's full of oil. I don't know. The whole Decepticons fighting the one Decepticon fighting five Autobots and Megatron telling him to disengage and Sari beating both Constructicons. It was just a bad episode. Anyway, second one would be Velocity. That had to be one of the most pointless episodes I've seen of this entire series, and there's quite a few of those, so this is just bad. It's street racing type storyline, and it had no point. It was a one-off episode.
We got to explore Sari's kleptomania in this one.
That's true. Yeah. Which was one of your least favorite moments. So.
Exactly, yeah.
And the worst episode of season two was The Return of the Headmaster. I didn't even want to watch it based on the title. It's a terrible version of an already terrible first Headmaster episode. And I don't know, just bad. That's it.
What about you, Steve? What are your least favorite episodes?
You even have to ask me that.
Yeah.
Okay. Return of the Headmaster. Total crap.
Thank you.
Velocity. Total crap.
Thank you.
Rise of the Constructicrons. Half crap.
Constructicrons.
What?
Yes.
I like that one.
SUV. Extreme crap. Should be burned into fire and never revived. I would rather watch The Low Road than watch that episode again.
You are lying. Nice.
You're banishing Fred Willard? Come on.
So when was the only saving grace of that episode?
The human villains.
But that's not... Okay, but and that's fine, and you can have that opinion.
They made a presence.
But our point,
they made a presence. They should die.
SUV is, it's not about the...
Blow me.
Swindle deserved a better episode.
My opinion, yes, he deserved his own episode without any appearances from them douchebags.
Well, you'll get that in season 3.
Black Friday, douchebag episode. Sorry No One's Home, throwaway episode. So you're left with a few good episodes.
Okay.
There's 7 episodes that are good out of this entire season.
And by good, he means okay.
Yes, it gets better in season 3, trust me. I'll actually have something nice to say.
Thank God.
Tell us how you really feel.
Blow me.
One of the Mike's least favorite episodes.
Michael, go ahead.
All right, I have to agree to a certain extent. Velocity was a throwaway episode. I mean, it would have been interesting to see the racers, you know, pop up. Not so much as characters, but, you know, in the background, just to go, oh, I remember them.
Some Stunticons.
Oh, well, that we can't ask for anything that awesome.
No, they don't deliver that.
Well, through Fun Pub, they took care of that to a certain extent. But yeah, you know, it would have been interesting to see, you know, them later on. The Sorry No One's Home, I have to agree with Mike. You know, Home Alone was better than this episode. And I really don't like Home Alone.
Nope.
I hate Macaulay Culkin.
Exactly.
I liked him for that one movie.
It was a movie?
No, I said I liked him for that first Home Alone, and that was it.
Oh, no. No,
I liked him stopped after that.
Just didn't like
I liked the time when he wasn't in the movies. Which has been pretty much
now.
And I might be in the minority here. I did like Return of the Headmaster. I like the Headmaster.
You know we're talking about least favorite episodes, right?
I know, but I just want to be contradictory.
Okay.
In other words, a pain in the ass.
Exactly. I can't help it. My bad.
He was born that way.
I do like that we've seen three occurrences of the Headmaster so far. That's awesome.
Yeah, there's going to be one more, and it's going to be the best one ever out of all of them. It's going to be so seriously. I'm telling you, you will love it. I'm telling you right now, season 3, when the Headmaster comes back, you will love it. I guarantee it.
I won't love it, but I'll probably like it better than I did.
You will love it.
I have to agree, you might like this a lot better than what they did.
You will love this, Kevin.
Something to look forward to. Thank God.
All right, so for me, pretty much, I'm cheating. Everything that isn't listed in the favorites category. I mean, because seriously, like we've said, I mean, like, I actually counted what's in my favorite episodes category. There are 6 episodes out of, what, 13 in this? 13 or, yeah, 16 in season 2. So 6 episodes out of 16 I actually like. The other 10 suck.
Okay.
All right, Steve, why don't you start with your least favorite characters from season 2?
All the human characters.
Does anybody hear a midget around here?
Steve, you can do that voice so well.
I can't tell what he's trying to do with that voice.
Wow, isn't that quite similar?
Yes, it was.
Yes. I dislike Sentinel Prime. He should die in a fire. Bumblebee.
What?
Bumblebee. Die in a fire. Twice. Sorry. Go away. Get lost. Wasp was pretty shitty in this season, I have to say.
Oh. See, actually, a character that was introduced in season two.
And the fact that Mr. McNeil didn't reprise.
Right. Okay. Well. Right. Yeah. But
it would have been better if he would have had that in there.
As I said in the last in episode 10.
My turn. I have the floor.
You have not yielded your time to anybody.
It's not your turn yet.
I want to comment on your Wasp thing.
Not until your turn.
It's not your turn.
Shut up.
The human characters.
Wasp is. It's
are
his...
total shit.
It's shut up.
It's not your turn.
You're such a face.
Such a fucking face.
So say we all.
It's his own. Wasp is his own character until he turns into Waspinator. So with that, I can kind of like it, but I don't hate the. He's not a character that I outright hate. So
I dislike. I didn't say hate. Yeah.
What else, Steve?
Any human character needs to die in a fire.
Okay.
I'm starting to think you don't like this show at all.
You know, I didn't realize how much I didn't like it until I started doing this.
Oh, God.
Yay.
And I have to say the only saving grace is the third season.
Yay.
after watching the third season, you're going to be like, God, I hate this show.
I have it on Predacon Empire for download right now, so most of it anyway. So
least favorite.
I had to have liked it enough to put it on there.
Okay, so Michael, what are your least favorite characters from season two?
Mike's annoying.
I don't know. No, the least favorite characters I'm going to have to go with...
he likes them all.
The Master Blaster. I didn't like him. Who else? Least favorite... No, because, you know, you guys are like, oh, I really hate Sentinel Prime. I like Sentinel Prime. I think he's cool. I like the way that him and Optimus kind of bash heads. Or you know, when Optimus is actually carrying his head. What else would I not like? I don't know. I like Professor Princess, so, you know, I'll go with anything.
I like that every time we've done a least favorite segment, he's talked about what he likes.
All right. And
this is hard for me, man.
He's found a way. Did I not get to go, Mike? You are not going last.
Yeah, you're going last.
Okay, that's fine.
Because you'll have the most.
Okay, that's good.
For me, even before we started doing this podcast, I have never liked Bulkhead in this series. I like him in Transformers Prime. I don't like him in this because you could have picked any other character to update instead of inserting a character, instead of creating a character for that fourth or fifth spot on the Autobots. I don't like Bulkhead whatsoever.
If they had named him Brawn, you would have been happy. Is that what you're saying?
I guess, yeah.
Same way as if they would have named Prowl Hound, I would have liked him a little better.
Yeah. Professor Princess is easily the worst female human villain. Nanosec, worst male human villain. Bumblebee, he's coming around, but he still doesn't. He's still a dick.
He's drank a lot.
Yeah. And Sentinel Prime is the worst character of the entire series. The only time I liked anything with Sentinel is when Optimus was beating his brains in.
Interesting.
Okay. So, Kevin.
Let's see. First, my least favorite characters are the humans. second, my least favorite characters are the main characters. The season one characters, basically. Especially the Autobots. I like the Decepticons a little bit better, but yeah, Prowl and Bumblebee and Bulkhead, they can all go burn. I didn't really care for the Starscream clones. It was a good idea. I just don't think it was executed right. I don't like the human/robot. Sorry. I don't like Wasp. And my least favorite character is Sentinel Prime. Sentinel Prime is terrible.
Who does that leave?
My favorite characters were Jazz, Magnus, Blur, Rengar, Swindle, and Shockwave.
So everyone who only showed up once in the season.
Anybody that they've given more than like a minute to, they've done terrible things to.
In other words, they're good enough to like for less than a minute.
After that, they start doing shitty stuff with them.
And overall, I'm going to go first so I can get it out of the way. I think overall season two, it tells a more solid story than season one did while still fitting into the overall story of the series. You know, the animation's getting slightly better in season two, even though they still use a lot of anime influence crap. But again, you know, most of that stuff, most of these people worked on Teen Titans, so that's where the anime vibe is coming from, is that crappy show called Teen Titans.
Hey,
that show was utter shit.
I agree.
I like that show.
It was cow tit shit.
You just like the Starfire tentacle porn. Don't lie.
Actually,
you can't deny it now.
I forgot about the tentacle porn.
Tentacle porn.
I think I like the Raven tentacle porn better. To be honest, Starfire wasn't my favorite character.
He's like, it was so hot.
It was. I could just watch that all day.
All right. Your overall thoughts for season two?
Season two is slightly better than season one. Both of the seasons, though, have been very inconsistent. It's kind of been all over the place. I hate power-up scenes. I hate battle scenes. I hate humans. I hate the key. My main thought for season two is that, like we just kind of mentioned, the guest characters are more memorable than the main characters, and they steal the show from them every time they appear. And if this was the end of Transformers Animated, if there was only two seasons of this show, I don't think I could even put this in the top five of all-time Transformers series.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to season three because everybody tells me it's wonderful.
Steve, final thoughts on season two?
If you hate this season, stick around for season three because it will get better.
Thank God.
I promise you it will get better. That's what you said about
season one. He was thinking that season three happened earlier.
I was delusional and I thought that season two got better. I was sadly mistaken.
It'll say the same thing. Yeah. A month from now, you're going to be like, oh, man, that's season three. I really thought it was supposed to be better.
If I'm still feeling this way at the end of season three, I'm going to hurt somebody. This is a mean trick y'all played on me.
Michael, final thoughts on season two?
I think... I liked everything. It was all great. I liked the way that, you know, season one basically threw you for a loop because they're like, oh, everything's different and Prime isn't really a Prime and he's just a captain and there's all this different stuff going on that makes it completely unlike the Transformers you've seen before. But when you get into season two, I want to say with the exception of the few human villains they throw back into the mix, season two is more like a G1 throwback. There's more here that you're going to recognize from the earlier series. You know, again, you've got the Jazz, you've got Blur, you've got Wreck-Gar, Swindle, and they're very similar, if not carbon copies, of their G1 counterparts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Constructicons, to a certain extent. You know,
they were an
there.
Extreme departure. There's only two of them. We're only going to get one more. But it's really, not six. It's not six, and they don't fucking combine into Devastator. The Constructicons suck.
For all intents and purposes, though, all the characters are almost carbon copies of prior versions, except for Prowl.
Yeah.
Well,
so that's why I don't understand it.
No, you've got Bulkhead. We've never had
a Bulkhead. Brand new character, but I mean, all the ones that had previous incarnations. Optimus Prime looks like Optimus Prime. Bumblebee looks like Bumblebee.
Well, Bumblebee to a certain extent. We've never seen a Bumblebee like that before.
But it's still if they showed you a picture of Optimus Prime's character in Transformers Animated or Bumblebee before you'd seen an episode, you would say that's Optimus Prime and that's Bumblebee. They show you a picture of Prowl, you're going to be like, "Who the fuck is that?"
I would argue that almost because
they're going to show you a yellow Autobot and you're not going to know it's Bumblebee.
Well, maybe not. You might be Hubcap. It might be Bumble Jumper. It might, it could be anything. But the it could be Lambor.
Wow,
yeah, that's digging, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go way back and say when the initial art for Transformers Animated first leaked, people looked at Optimus Prime and said, "What the hell is that?" Because that's not Prime. That's not anything.
Looks like Optimus. His face looks like Optimus.
I don't know. It was just the artwork that turned everybody off. They weren't ready for that the whole Teen Titans thing. But, it's like the most stylized Optimus you could ever think of.
My one problem with Optimus in the entire series is, and this is actually my problem with the entire series more so, is the idea of battle masks. But I understand that they want these characters to emote facially.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Optimus Prime, if no matter whether it's in the movies, whether it's G1 Optimus, any incarnation of Optimus Prime should always be fucking face-plated. I believe Derek J. Wyatt answered the question of what happened to Optimus's faceplate, and I believe his answer was, and I could be wrong, but I believe I remember him reading or hearing him say this, the animators in season two, they just kind of forgot to animate it during battle scenes.
Transformers have been able to facially emote in every series.
Go talk to Gary Chalk about that. Tell him his Prime sucked ass because he had a mouth.
No, I'm saying that's a bad excuse was to say that they needed it so they could emote easier facially. I mean, they were able to emote in all the other previous series. you got to see feelings in their faces and emotions.
Yeah.
I think a lot of that had to do with the you know, the body language and such. And here they have no trouble using body language because they all have, like, rubber arms. And
like, wobble, wobble, wobble.
They do.
They do. And taste buds.
Yeah, all right, so do you have anything else for closing on season two, Michael?
Wait, do Transformers have tongues, too?
Sorry. Of course they do. And teeth. Okay.
Gotcha.
Because they go...
Yeah.
Knock it off. All right, so we are going to go to some ads, and then we'll be back after this.
Soundwave, jam that transmission! Rumble Frenzy, Ravage Rat Bat, Eject, Operation Interference.
No, there will be no Operation Interference. I am TFG1 Mike, and you should be listening to my very first podcast, the TFG1 Podcast. 24 episodes covering the entire U.S. run of the 1984 Transformers cartoon. I also have a few supplemental episodes and an interview with Stan Bush. I bring in guest hosts who will be full-time co-hosts in Steve Megatron and fan of the show, now co-host Pecan Court Michael. So check out the TFG1 Podcast. You can find it on iTunes and the web at www.geekcastradio.com. Transform and roll out!
Welcome to my throne room, Future Tales. The Beast Unleashed podcast is over, not gone. You can hear more of this great podcast discussing all the episodes of Beast Wars and Beast Machines on GeekCastRadio.com. We include voice actor and writer interviews with stellar hosting by Steve, Mike, and Michael. Head on over to iTunes or the net, or else I will send you my vehicles to extract your spark and destroy you. Yes.
Shut your fucking face up. Shut up. Don't you want to fucking mute your microphone?
No, it's too much. Too fun to see you do that.
It just came out. I'm sorry. Oh my god. Muting now. Muting.
So there you go, folks. That is season two of Transformers Animated. Thank you for joining us here on Transformation Animation Podcast. So as always, get in contact with us, leave feedback for the show. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com. You can comment on each episode post. Please do this. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. I'll have to check that for the next episode. Follow us on Twitter. The short name there is TFA Podcast. Mine is TFG and Mike. Kevin, what is your Twitter?
Thank you, Blair. It's Optimus Solo.
Steve?
SCP-21.
Michael?
Faster, damn it. It's Pecan Court Michael.
I wonder if somebody really has the name Faster, damn it, on Twitter.
Open, damn it.
Burnt Faster, toast!
Damn it. burnt toast and Faster, damn it.
Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/geekcastradionetwork, where you're up to 275 fans. Call the voicemail line. Tell us the show you're leaving a message for and your name. 502-526-5821. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Transformation Animation Podcast and the train wreck that it has been, and wish you'll join us next time when we'll be reviewing the 3-part epic feature-length episode from Transformers Animated Season 3, that being Transwarped. For now, I am TFG1 Mike with...
Pecan Court Michael.
I guess we're alone here. Hello, Kevin.
Sorry, I was trying to book my flight back to Cybertron. Optimus Solo here.
And as Steve Megatron Phillips.
And a squirrel.
And Megatron.
We'll tap you again next week. Oh my god, this is the worst episode
yes.
ever.
You, baby.
With your host, TFG1 Blur.
He's gonna bend you over his knee and have his way with you. Yes.
Oh, I'm having trouble breathing.
Well, at least Steve has improved on his improv.
Yeah, I'm impressed. Oh, there's a faster damn it.
That's spectacular.
He's only got 5 tweets, though.